everybody. Welcome to Extra Whoa. Tipsy.
Oh, sorry.
Why did you answer?
Why did you answer?
That was amazing. Take two.
The tales are depraved and spooky. The drinks they sip are boozy. Tune in and you'll hear a doozy. The Tipsy and Depraved.
Hey everybody, welcome to Extra Tipsy, the weekly companion to our full-length podcast. Extra Tipsy will be one short story about something spooky or possessed that's happened in history. There's no drink, because in case you haven't already noticed, we're already kind of tipsy from our previous themed cocktail. This week, I'll be the one creeping y'all out. I'm Jackie.
I'm Karina.
And I'm Chelsea.
In case you forgot. From last week. But I'm going to tell y'all about a little tale about the Jersey Devil.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Chelsea, welcome to Jersey.
Jersey welcome back to Jersey Pride. I have a confession to make. I was born in Pennsylvania. Born and raised in Northern Pennsylvania.
Shame.
I had no idea. Excuse you. I'm an adopted child of New Jersey, okay? I chose to live here.
All right. Yeah. It's I chose okay. to stay here. So, samesies, because I'm from New York. So, samesies.
Oh, shame. You. I'm from California.
So, we're all transplants, but we have adopted New Jersey as our
yes,
love.
I have adopted New Jersey. I've been here for over a decade now, which is crazy.
Except for I still live in Pennsylvania.
You do still live in Pennsylvania. So you say shame. Shame on you. You're still in that state.
Yeah. Move over 40 minutes, sir. Madam.
Anyway. For those of you who don't know, the Jersey Devil, fun fact, New Jersey is the only state in the United States with a state demon, which happens to be the Jersey Devil.
It seems accurate. Accurate.
Yes. This the tale of the Jersey Devil is such a huge part of our state's culture and our state's folklore. If you follow sports, the Jersey Devils is our hockey team. So we have a whole sports franchise named after this. And it's just it's fun. I mean, it's kind of scary. I mean, if I lived back in the early 1800s, 1900s, I'd probably be terrified of this thing. But now it's fun.
Yeah. So, even in like New York Penn Station, there's a little statue in that carousel thing that's never on.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of now it's more, it's expanded past New Jersey. It's more of a regional thing. So it's very much a part of South Jersey, Philly, Delaware, that area's culture. So the Jersey Devil was born out of the Pine Barrens of South Jersey, which if you haven't been down to the Pine Barrens, it's freaking creepy down there. But any rural area, speaking from someone who grew up in a very rural area, the woods are just creepy in general. So when you have a rural, not a lot of civilization, you know, the locals are going to tell stories to kind of keep outsiders out. Like, this is our community. Stay out.
Stay off my lawn.
Stay off my lawn. Stay out of my trees. So there's a
get out of my trees.
Which we think like that could be how this tale has kind of come across the generations. But the origin story of the Jersey Devil is that it was born out of this woman's 13th child, and she was married to an alcoholic. She was impregnated for the 13th time, and because it was number 13 and there's superstition surrounding that number, she essentially screamed, "Let it be the devil." And the story goes that when the child was born, it was a devil child, but it had the body of a kangaroo, the face of a horse, head of a dog, bat-like wings, horns, hooves, and a tail. And it flew.
Do they know what a kangaroo looked like back then?
I don't know. There's some drawings that are very interesting.
There's some cool drawings.
Yeah, if you look, Google search the Jersey Devil.
Or the text message I just sent you.
Ooh.
Which our viewers can't see. So if you, or our listeners can't see. So if you Google search the Jersey Devil, there's something. I wonder if it's the same picture that I have up.
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah, it's the same picture. It's the same exact picture.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to think it's cute.
Except this is something that a woman gave birth to, and it flew out of her womb and up through the chimney and out into the Pine Barrens, where it wreaked havoc over South Jersey for generations.
I mean, honestly, though, like, if I gave birth to something and it just flew away, I'd be like, thank God. Like, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Like...
Oh, no. There are sightings of the Jersey Devil for more than 250 years. So the woman that gave birth to this creature, this was in like the late 1700s. And there were sightings as late as 1909. So a lot of the sightings were obviously in the marshes and in the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey. A lot of the sightings... included livestock killings. So a lot of people found their farm animals just massacred. There were similar attacks that were accompanied by like these weird hoof prints and like high-pitched screams. So one of the things that it's attributed to the Jersey Devils, it had this high-pitched like shriek when it was coming through. So there was some, you know, there's some printed stories about that, but the most recent sightings were in 1909 during the week of January 16th through the 23rd, and newspapers at the time published encounters of the Jersey Devil all over the state. So some of them were that, like, one of the attacks was that a trolley car was attacked, one of them was a social club was attacked. And there was widespread newspaper coverage, but like to the point where like there were people that would create groups and they would go out hunting for the Jersey Devil.
Oh my God. It's like the Bigfoot people today.
They really believed that it was real because of how this urban legend was so widely publicized. Like people were really, they were believers. They were really believers. And these stories, just there's stories all over the place of people seeing this creature like coming out of the woods and with red, glowing red eyes, and then their livestock was dead, things like that. Different track like noises being heard. You know, this is all over, like mostly in Camden County in southern New Jersey is where a lot of this would take place, but. A lot of it now, like now that we know, you know, it's probably not real. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
I beg to differ, ma'am. Because there was an Expedition X show on the Jersey Devil recently with sightings recently.
No, Josh Gates is bae, and he would never lead me wrong. I would trust him with my life.
I'm about to debunk some of that. So there's
that's called a skeptic.
So here's where I start to become the skeptic. Not necessarily a skeptic, but I guess a cautious non-believer. But you look at the Pine Barrens at the time. So the Pine Barrens was a refuge for people that didn't normally fit into society. So it was kind of a refuge for escaped slaves at the time. The poor people that didn't have money. And the Pine Barrens, it became their community, it became their home, and they didn't want people coming in. And they wanted to keep people out. And so they would tell these stories, like boogeyman stories and urban legends, to scare people off from coming into their land. There's also it's a bird. Because I didn't write it down because I'm an idiot, so I don't know the name of the bird, but one of the researchers that like looked into this was freaked out because you're in the woods, you're not surrounded, like there's nobody. You're in the woods. It's quiet, it's silent, and then any little movement is, it's going to freak you out. And one of the birds that's native to the area, when it first takes flight because of its size, it can fit the description of the Jersey Devil. So there's always an explanation. Is it fun? Yeah.
I was like, you're debunking it wasn't fun.
No.
But you can, I mean, the Pine Barrens in itself is not just the Jersey Devil. Like, they, I could do like probably a whole episode on just the paranormal activity in that area, because that's just one, it's the most famous story to come out of that region, but it's not the only story at all.
Like, the Pine Barrens are terrifying. Like, I've driven out to your work before and I go through some of them, and it's like the baby Pine Barrens where I drive through, and it's like, if you walk 10 feet into them, you'll be lost.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yes, exactly.
Like,
my parents live down in that area, and like, just you drive like 20 minutes past where my parents live, and it's trees. It's just trees. It's like, you're driving on a asphalt path through nothing but trees.
Yeah, and it's not like big, giant, like, oak trees. Like, I come from, you know, California, where we have the redwoods, and like, they're massive. Like, and these ones are just like straight sticks, like, just everywhere, and everything looks exactly the same.
Yep.
Like, it's spooky.
Yep. It's very spooky. I love New Jersey.
I love it too.
Jersey Devil, still our mascot. Like, if you go on New Jersey state page, there's a whole section dedicated to the Jersey Devil.
I remember Weird NJ when we were kids. Remember, like, Weird NJ and, like, Weird...
Yes, yes. I have that book. I do have Weird New Jersey. Or it might even be... No, it's Weird Pennsylvania. I have Weird Pennsylvania, and it is... It's... There's a section in there on the Jersey Devil. Because we're connected.
That's so funny.
And it does... There's, like... There were sightings of the Jersey Devil in PA, like, outside, in the Philly area, and then also in Delaware and Maryland. People were writing in about the same thing, like their livestock being slaughtered and they're being tracked. So them hearing a high pitched scream, and then, you know, their animals are dead. So something was definitely up. Whether it's still around today, I don't know. But
it's awesome.
It made an impact.
Yeah.
In our
for state. Sure. Go New Jersey.
Go New Jersey.
Always coming in with weird.
Yes, we love it.
I need to move back to New Jersey.
You're only right across the river. Just come back.
I know, I'm so close.
So that's extra tipsy.
That's extra tipsy.
That's extra tipsy.
Extra tipsy.
I forgot the name.
It's okay, we changed it literally right before the episode started. So
yeah,
I think I should make a little, like, PSA for the last one. Be like, so we called it Tipsy and Paranormal in this one, but heads up, we changed it. It's now called Extra Tipsy. Enjoy. Bye.
I'm going to just cut out recording just now and put it in front of the Extra Tipsy.
Yeah, you should.
Perfect. There we
Bye.
Go.
Okay.
Excellent.
Recording.
Oh, I love the Jersey Devil.
I believe back.